Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, and you're listening to Dan's Health Talks, which, of course, you know it's on W4HC.com on Tuesday afternoon. On Central Standard Time, it comes on between 12 and 12:50. So you probably already know that. You're listening to it someplace. But what you may not know is this show will be over on Pandora and iHeartRadio. iHeartRadio.com or Pandora.com in about a week. If you go over there and put in Dan's Health Talks in the podcast and scroll down, you'll find the show and you can click onto it. And then in this case, I have Sue Tomp with me, and he'll be the lead name right there. So you'll know, oh, that's the show that I listened to something about Sue Tomp talking about plus CBD oil. So, Stu, thank you for being with us today.
Dr. Dan, it is my pleasure. It's great to be back on the show.
I love having you here, buddy. We have a great time. One of the things, we have an even better time, folks, between shows, off the air, but I don't know if I can invite you on to those, but other podcasts, yeah, but not this one. Things not for public consumption always. So anyway, Stu, I want to talk to you about CV Sciences. You know, I have a tendency to take for granted that the people that are listening to my show have been listening for a long time, because there are people out there that have been listening since back in 1997 when I first started doing radio. But there's people that just found this show, just tuning in. So when I say plus CBD oil, CV Science, there must be a thousand CBD companies out there now, at least in thousands of different labels and names. Maybe there's only a few manufacturers, but there's a lot of different CBD companies. So who is CV Sciences?
Well, CV Sciences is one of the first publicly traded CBD companies, one of the first publicly traded tickers, CVSI. CVSI is the ticker, Charlie Victor Sam Indigo, and we've been in business since 2012, which in the CBD world, we were giggling before we hit record, is now a long time, 10 years almost in the CBD world. It's getting close. Since 2012, the company was founded just a couple years before that, so it's really about 10 years of expertise now, and we've been a pioneer in the CBD industry, period. We've taken extraordinary efforts to make high-quality, consistent, safe, and effective hemp CBD oil products. And yes, now there are 3,500 other brands that are out there, but we have been a leader in shaping the pathway to legalization for hemp CBD products, and we continue to build awareness and acceptance around the remarkable hemp plant and what it has to offer. You see, what we do is improve the quality of life through science and nature. Dan, did you know that our publicly traded life science company, CV Sciences, has initiated research, conducted clinical trials, published studies, and is the first company to achieve generally recognized as safe safety status? That means our ingredient is generally recognized as safe for the user. We're the first company ever to put a lawful hemp seed into the ground in Kentucky. We worked with the leadership to help pass the farm bill. And CV, our name, CV Sciences, stands for Curriculum Vitae.
Wait, say that again? I thought I knew what it stood for. I guess I don't. Say it again.
Well, that's why I wanted to come back on. And we've been on for years. Remind people, we changed our name from CannaVest to CV Sciences. And a lot of people didn't understand.
What CV Sciences was short for, the CV was short for CannaVest.
Well, our Our CV stands for Curriculum Vitae, as you know, Latin, for the course of life. And that's why it's such an exciting story.
Wow.
Because when you and I first started talking about this, when I joined in 2014, we didn't call it a revolution. We both know revolutions start badly and often end badly. We called it an evolution. We called it an evolution because of science. Our name is our mission. Proving the quality of life through nature and science. And when I first started saying that on the radio, that we were as interested in the science as we were into the nature side of hemp and cannabis, in 2014 that was confusing because you were either a cannabis advocate or you were not. Remember? Remember?
Uh-huh.
In 2014, the line was really clear. You're either kind of pro-marijuana or you're not, even though that's not a term that we knew. We began with the end in mind because we were really born out of the natural products industry primordial pond. I mean, really, everybody that works here and everyone that advised this company, they had been involved in omega-3, in regulation, in oregano oil, the food movement, the organic food and wellness movement. And so we were really at the right place at the right time to put our stake in the ground. So
well, let me ask you a question. You and I have been at this a long time. I was an educator for network marketing companies for about 3 years before I started radio. It's what brought me into radio. So I would say professionally, I've been educating people on nutrition for 25 years, and if I include exercise, since 1985, 86 on a professional level. But have you ever seen any product, maybe marijuana is starting to get up there, but any product take off like this, like a skyrocket?
I've never seen anything get this popular this fast and stay popular. What do I mean by that? 88% of our customers repurchase plus CBD. 88%
wow.
of our customers repurchase plus CBD. That's why our shareholders and our supporters, because we are a publicly traded company, again, the ticker CVSI, they look at what's happened since 2014. And it grew so quick, so fast. The last few times that has happened, Doc, the ingredient crashed. Let me give you some examples. The Dr. Oz effect. Remember when we had green coffee bean extract?
Yeah, that had already been around before.
That came crashing down. And I'm not going to mention others because that's just inappropriate. I don't want to do that because it creates the vision that there are only hucksters in this business, which is not the case.
Well, I felt sorry for Dr. Oz because he was new to this industry, and people were approaching him with things that already had come and gone and didn't prove to be that good, and telling him about research that I at one time thought, well, oh, this is fantastic, you're going to lose all this weight, and I already knew it didn't work. And they were approaching him with it and making it and looking at the same thing. They're recycling things. And he was caught blindsided. Now he's much more cautious about that stuff.
Well, no, you make an excellent point. And I knew and you knew that by the time we got to 2020, we knew this, that people would be so smart and so critical, and they would look for products that deliver on the promise. So our mission to improve the quality of life through nature and science means provide the best products. We've done that. Make positive impacts. You know, we run a socially aware business, and we don't even market that. Because if you really run a socially aware business, you're socially aware, and you do it. You don't tell anybody about it, you do it. You're bold and brave, too. We are bold and brave. We stood there, toe-to-toe, with every regulator on earth and said, no, this product plus CBD is a tool in the tool chest. 88% of the customers buy it again because it's delivering on the promise. So if you've been stressed out, if you've not been sleeping the way you'd like to, if you don't feel right, try Plus CBD. Look for our new branding. Go to CVSciences.com and go to YouTube, CV Sciences on YouTube, to watch our original content and learn more about this remarkable company. Doc, I believe CV Sciences is one of, if not the most exciting, growing natural products company on earth today. And that's the first time I've said that on your radio show. We've been on for, what, 6.5 years now?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to make sure.
Well, I mean, I see it everywhere. It's not unusual for me to see it in the health food stores I go into. But it is Homeland Grocery Store. I go into where they sell lottery tickets and batteries and stuff, and there's all the products right behind the deal. I went, wow, you guys got CB Sciences. I don't expect that in just a grocery store. It's gone everywhere.
So we wanted to be a company that delivered on the promise. We wanted to make the world a better place, help support our shareholders and all of our supporters. And when I watched Burt's Bees and some other products like that that jumped from health food stores to gas stations and airports, that means the world is getting better, and we're part of that. So if you have been curious about CB Sciences and who we are, check out our new website, cbsciences.com, and on YouTube, CB Sciences, and see why what all the buzz is about. Because I predict, Doc, watch, many other cannabinoids now, many other endocannabinoid-like compounds. I mean, come on, PEA that's in our CB defense, that's the next CBD. We're already on to the next thing. PEA is the next CBD, and it's cool because your body makes it, and there's no regulatory issues at all. So if you're living in a place where you can't take any CBD or any cannabinoids because you're a driver of an automobile or a soldier, you can try the new CB defense with PEA, the powerful CBD alternative that your body makes.
Okay, we're going to have to go into that in more depth on next show. You have two products besides the Plus CBD oil, and there's different CBDs. There's a rub-on oil deal that I use on my neck and sometimes on my low back in different areas. But you have the CBD Gold. I took two of those this morning, the little capsules. And some people do it with, eyedropper. I like the capsules. And then you have the red and green. But now you have that one I hadn't heard of. I wasn't aware of. It's a way of getting the cannabidiol effect without the cannabidiol. But you also have one for the immune system. Am I correct?
Yes. Now we have sort of three major pillars. We have CBD on one side of the teeter-totter, because when you get stressed out, when you're too stressed out, your immune system is not available. We introduce CV Acute. It's a 3-ounce bottle. And you take 3 days. CV Acute 3-ounce bottle with a suggested use of only 3 days. You take 3 spoonfuls per day for 3 days, either before exposure or when you feel the need. As soon as you feel the fire in your throat and chills in your body, CV Acute. Think of oregano, the way you take that immediately.
Uh-huh.
But this is different. It's non-redundant, okay? It's a 3-day supply of a triple action herbal formula that just happens to be an authentic source of the famous SHL formula. That's the traditional cold and flu formula the WHO has talked about. The SHL formula is the most widely used herbal remedy on earth. And what we have that's unique, Doc, is ours is authentic. So this is a rare formula. Most of it's fake online. Ours is authentic. So CV Acute, the moment you feel burning in the back of your throat, you take 3 spoonfuls a day for 3 days in a row. CV Defense, that's your daily product. The CV Defense has the PEA in there, the CBD alternative, in addition to some of the other standards that you know are effective, that we're hearing a lot about, vitamin A, vitamin D, selenium, zinc, and mushroom, reishi mushroom extract.
Fantastic. Now, Stu, I want to talk to you again very soon. These are really interesting products. Okay, we'll go into more depth in another show with Stu, but go to cvsciences.com. Is that correct, Stu?
That's right, cvsciences.com. Please look at our new website and YouTube, CV Sciences. Watch the original content.
I appreciate it, buddy. Thanks a lot.
A
Ultimato Restore may be the most phenomenal product I've ever seen in the nutritional world. It is phenomenal what it does to the mitochondria and how that changes everything. Now, I want to see everybody taking it because it will literally, I believe, add years to your life. And you'll reverse things that may be suffering from for many, many years. So call 301-526-0600. That's Roger Hill. Tell him that Dan Soloway had you call. And you'll find what I'm talking about. Give it a month or two, and your life will change for the better.
Hi, that's Robert Gene. I bet you're ready. You tried everything. You tried the drugs. You tried the treatments. You tried the therapies, and you still got the problem? Check me out. I will change your life. I know how the brain works. I know how to shift memories, and I know how to get you on a new start. SkillsToChange.com is a beginning place where your life will start to shift and change. It's about time. Come join me. Learn about how to be in control of your life. SkillsToChange.com.
I want to make you aware that there's a new website for this show. It's very simple. It's Dan's Health Talks, D-A-N-S, healthtalks.com. Find leads on where to hear this show again, the podcast. You're going to be able to look at things I may have talked about, go directly to those companies, read their books like Doug Kaufman or Dr. Kaz Ingram. I'm really pleased with this, thanks to my friend Twyla Wilson. Again, it's Dan's Health Talks, D-A-N-S, healthtalks.com. So share this information, danshealthtalks.com. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks. I'm really glad you're here with me today. Always like to introduce you to new things. And matter of fact, I've been doing, in one form or another, I did radio for 22 years, I guess. Been doing this for about a year, year and a half. So I've been at this for many, many years, bringing on different guests, interviewing, doing my own thing, explaining to you the newest and latest, greatest thing out there. And something I came across here in Oklahoma City, I was over in Norman, actually, at Dotson's. I may have picked it up at Aiken's, but there was some gum, and I chew gum on a regular basis. Xylitol gum is known to be really good for the teeth because it makes the surface so slick the bacteria just slides off. The dentist has been recommending a long time. I saw this one called Uncrave, and I looked at it, read a little bit about it, and understood that it's supposed to take your appetite away. So I thought I'd try it, and it did work. So I called the company, and I had Brian Jeffries with me, and Brian is one of the owners or the owner of the company. And it is a great product, very simple little thing, but it has some very interesting ways in why how it's doing this. So, Brian, thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Dan. I really appreciate the opportunity to share a product with your listening audience.
Well, what they have here, folks, they have a gum that's similar to others in the sense that it has xylitol and a little sorbitol in it. Except what I noticed, because I'm a gourmet of gums. I mean, I've been chewing gum for a long time, trying different ones. I think it's Excel, and there's Spry, and there's a couple others. And they're okay. Nothing wrong with them, except they don't last very long. You chew them a little bit, and they lose all their flavor, and they're gone. This one I can chew on for an hour or two if I'm watching TV at night. But that's not why you take it. You take it because of the saffron on it, in it, and that's what I wanted to talk to you about, Brian. Explain the study that got you guys interested in creating this gum.
Origin of where it came from. You know, my wife is a clinical psychologist, and many of her clients that she talks with and speaks with struggle with weight issues, and not unlike a large portion of the population.
An ever-growing larger portion.
And yeah, absolutely.
I'm talking on two different levels.
Yeah. So, you know, we thought, or she came to me and said, boy, wouldn't it be great if we can, create something that can help people out, including ourselves. And so we undertook to do some research. We are proponents of natural products, trying to stay away from the pharmaceuticals because, you really never know. You take things and years later you find out that they actually weren't as beneficial as thought, and perhaps detrimental. So did research and studied and found that saffron, which has many benefits other than being a spice, which most people recognize it as, it's actually called the most expensive spice because it is fairly rare and difficult to harvest, very time consuming, but it had health benefits as well, and there are a number of them. But what intrigued us is that because we did want to make sure that there was science behind any product that we would create. And so the saffron that we selected to be infused into these gums has clinical studies supporting the fact that they do act to suppress appetite. And, you know, one of the, you know, I won't say as common, but as people become aware of this spice, and which is turned into an extract, it has the tendency to be a mood enhancer. Mm-hmm. It's thought to increase the level of serotonin, which is that hormone that typically is naturally generated in the human body. Some have more, some have less, but it promotes a feeling of, you know, a well-being, a feeling of
of peace, of happiness.
Yeah, peace. And so that is directly related to, in many cases, when people, you know, use the term, get the munchies during a period of time, or, you know, a lot of us eat out of anxiety. And this is thought to, you know, address that and, you know, take that urge to do those things that cause a significant weight gain away.
Well, I know myself, okay, I've had periods where I used to be really good at dropping weight rather quickly, and I used to think of myself as having an iron will, but not so much now as I've gotten older and a lot of things have changed. There's a lot going on in the country that's increased the anxiety for most of us, if not all of us. People weren't sleeping as well. Which, by the way, the serotonin is going to help you get much better quality sleep, which is very, very important to your health. But I do a lot of boredom eating, though I make sure it's low carb, and all this stuff that fits within my keto low carb diet. It still wasn't taking weight off because I was just eating when I wasn't hungry. But I just wanted something to do at night, and I'm right now. My girlfriend doesn't live with me. She's in California as a nurse. So I'm just watching TV going, okay, now I got to get up and do something. and so I think a lot of people do that. We put on weight at a little anxiety and boredom. Actually, boredom is a type of anxiety, but it's not the extreme where you're bouncing off the wall.
Mm-hmm. And so, exactly.
Well, one of the studies, I'm right now looking at Healthline, folks, and you can look up saffron on Healthline, but it's talking about the weight loss. They had a nice study done on a group of women and versus a placebo, and the ones taking the saffron snacked a lot less and had a very significant weight loss compared to the ones doing the placebo. But what I didn't realize is all the other things associated with saffron, and that you guys are not making these claims, but I'm just reading this on the website. Now, starting off, saffron is also a very powerful antioxidant, so it's not just a serotonin enhancer, but it actually protects the brain. And so it's used for mild to moderate depression. It has cancer-fighting properties for skin, bone marrow, prostate, lung, breast, cervical, and other cancer cells. So that I didn't know about saffron. There's a lot of things I use naturally when people come to me that have cancer that I suggest for them, but I didn't even ever think of saffron. Women use it for PMS. And here's one I didn't know. It acts as an aphrodisiac. And that can, that's a serotonin effect sometimes. But folks, have you noticed when you're under stress after a while, you just lose some of your joy for living. Things may be okay. You may have enough money. Things may be going along, but you just don't feel inspired. That's a low serotonin level in the brain. And I caught myself a year or two ago, and so I started taking 5-HTP and other stuff to raise that, to get that happiness back. But here you got something that helps you lose weight and may help you with your mood. And that's very exciting, and it's very simple. So I think you're on to something here, Brian, and I think one of the things that I like what you're doing is there was a company, I just started radio in 97, so it was a year or two into that, right around that time. And there's a company that had a creatine product that with chewing gum, and the research done at Oklahoma University Med Center showed that 2 grams would raise the creatine levels in the blood more than 10 grams going through the stomach. So putting your saffron in the gum and makes it about 5 times more effective that of actually getting in and stimulating the person and getting that effect very quickly and very efficiently. So I think that's one of the things I think makes this stand out.
Yeah, just to expound upon that, saffron has been recognized, and a number of other manufacturers have placed it in capsules, and there have been gummies made as well. But we decided, because of the point that you just made, absorption into the body is most effective when it's buccal mucosa or through the inner lining of the mouth, so it doesn't have to go into your digestive system and be degraded. And so that's another benefit. It's the fastest way of absorption in chewing gum. Another aspect of this is that intuitively in terms of staving off snacking and the like, would be if you're chewing gum, it would be very difficult to eat potato chips and chew gum at the same time. So
a really determined snacker might be able to pull it off, but it's not easy.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's some logic behind that, and to your point you made earlier about just the tendency to snack, many people have, I know myself, have various periods of the day or evening in which that urge to snack occurs. And so, also a point you made in terms of whatever, diet program you're on, whether you're vegan or the keto diet, it's something that can be a nice benefit or an enhancement to any kind of dietary program. These are non-GMO verified, and the active ingredient is kosher, and so it really avails itself to the use by a number of people that may have various issues.
Well, one thing too, it's very convenient. Carry it with you. It just simplifies your life. But the people that will end up being most excited about it is an intermediate fasting group that needs to fast for at least 12 hours. Some of them, I have one friend that doesn't eat to 4 o'clock in the afternoon and then just eats for within about a 2 hour period. I'm not willing to go quite that far, but I do need to extend my fasting period. And the evening part was what was screwing up my long-term fast. But it's very healthy for you, actually, folks, to have that fast. It takes the ease off the digesting. You release growth hormones. I just realized, Brian, we're just about out of time here. So tell people how to get a hold of this product. In Oklahoma City, we can find it at Aikens and over at Dotson's in Norman, there on 36 and Robinson. And you'll soon probably find it over at Mega Health there at 2427 North Council. I told them about it. And maybe some other places will be picking up as well. But tell people how to get a hold of it, because this is heard all over the world, so no telling who might hear it.
Okay, we initially launched the product into retail at the beginning of the year, and so circumstances, surrounding the COVID and the like, has pushed back retailers from their normal routine of bringing in different categories. But you're right, we're in Aikens. Sister store of Aikens is Chamberlain, and Earth Origins there. I believe those stores are in the Oklahoma area.
I don't have Earth Origins here. It may be in Tulsa. But Aikens' home base is Tulsa, so.
I think other stores in your area, there's a chain called Reezer's, which is about a 30-chain grocery store. I know they have some in the Tulsa area. I'm not sure if they're in Oklahoma. city.
Don't know them, but it doesn't mean they may be on the other side of town.
Yeah. So it's we're a national distribution. We have the two largest North American distributors carrying our products and distributing it to health food stores, supermarket, and specialty stores across the country. It also is available on Amazon.
Okay.
Uncravedgum.com. You can buy direct via our website as well.
Tell people how to call you if they need to call.
Okay. If they need to call, we have an 800 number. It's 888-562-6250 is the number. Or you can reach us directly at info@imperialhealthysolutions.com. There are actually a number of different ways, Dr. Dan, to get us. But if you, the easiest way would be to just Google Uncraved Gum and all of our contact information and where the product is located and how to get in touch with us would be right there.
That's perfect. We got to run, but I really appreciate it, Brian. And folks, try it. You'll like it.
Well, thanks so much, Dr. Dan. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, no problem. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340. Write this number down, 405-627-1964, 405-627-1964. That's for Dr. Larry McDay. You've heard me interviewing him about his Super Dan, which is Daily Assured Nutrition. I tell you, folks, that is one heck of a bargain. You would have to spend five times as much to get all this packed into that product. But also the gastro product is phenomenal. Take advantage of it, folks. You'll love it. Call 405-627-1964. Folks, there's a number of different CBD products out there. So many. Everyone jumped into it. But the company that was one of the first and the best is the one that I use because I know the purity and the efforts they go, and I know the research. And I know because they use it in an oil base and the way they do it, it will last four or five times longer in my system. And yet, because they're so big, they're able to give it a very economical price. And that's CV Sciences, and their products are plus CBD oil. I use the gold, and I also use the red sometimes if I have some peripheral pain going on. Fantastic products, folks. I have Brian Jeffries with me, and he's with Uncraved Gum. I've been using it, folks, and it will curb your appetite. That's what it's supposed to do. And the saffron in there does a fantastic job. If you need to lose weight, need to snack less, you want to try this. Brian, tell people how to get a hold of the Uncraved Gum.
The best way to get a hold of us, the website, is uncravedgum.com. There you can actually buy it directly, or you can find where it's located in your area.
Fantastic. Thank you. Try it, folks. You'll love it. Welcome back, folks. It's Dr. Dan Soloway, and you're listening to Dan's Health Talk, which, by the way, I always like to say that if you go over to iHeartRadio.com or over to Pandora.com and go to podcast area and put in Dan's Health Talks, sometimes you have to scroll down a little bit to find me. You have to hit like a whole lot of times to get me up higher. But anyway, put in Dan's Health Talks, and there's a lot of shows there. Not quite a year and a half of shows, but there's a lot of shows. And so you listen to them. Usually the main people I'm interviewing, they'll be right there on the headings, what it's about. But you'll get that information. And I have friends of mine, people that I haven't talked to in years, say, hey, I found you on iHeart or over on Pandora, and we've been going through all your shows. So when I interview these different people, experts in different areas, or I bring you new information, you can find this information again. And this will give you a chance to absorb it, really think about it, go back and go, okay, what was it that I just heard? And by doing that, you'll really have a chance to become an expert. And though I got a doctorate in nutrition and I invented all this exercise equipment, been reading this for years, I think the my best education has come from all the people I've interviewed over the years. They develop an expertise and depth knowledge that they may have spent a lifetime researching, and I get to glean it from them. Well, now you two too. And so you get all that information, and it just becomes part of your lexicon. You just know it. Just by putting it in the background and listening to the show. Now, something I want to start doing on a more regular basis. I want to do important book reviews, reviews of books that you may not sit down and want to read because you're not a geek like I am in this area. You may have your own areas of interest that I may not be interested in. I may not want to know how to build a birdhouse, but that may be your thing. And the latest, greatest birdhouse. And a lot of people get into those. And I'm not trying to make fun of them. I'm making fun of myself. The age factor solution is about homocysteine. And this book I've had for a number of years in my library. When you get a blood test, when I first started talking about it years ago, it wasn't that known to people. And it's still not known as much as it should to the layman. But when you see someone like Robin Williams did a movie on it, and they've had it where a child is born, and with the time they reach 6 or 8 years old, they look 80 years old. They're all wrinkled. Their joints are swollen. They're crippled up. They don't live very long. There's something in their system that causes them to produce a lot of homocysteine. Homocysteine is a byproduct when the body is metabolizing food on a cellular level. Well, it has different ways of taking care of that poison, that toxin that is produced, and getting rid of it. But sometimes it either doesn't have the nutrients it needs, or there may be a genetic problem in doing that. But we know that there are certain nutrients will take care of it. And I love when there's a serious disease that can be taken care of by simple, inexpensive ways. Now, there was a pathologist, I'm trying to remember his name, many, many years ago, that decided to try to figure out what the common denominators of the people that are laid out in his morgue had that went across the board that they all had that had died of natural causes. And the one thing he noticed, whether they're in their 20s or whether they were 80, is they had high levels of homocysteine. After that homocysteine chemical gets built up to a certain level, we die. Well, we can keep it down. It's not the only thing that kills you. There's many other things that kill you. But there's a direct relationship between this homocysteine poisoning that goes on and that needs to be understood. Now, I'm going to read this off. It's going to be a little boring to you, but one of these may apply to you. Okay, the first thing, of course, is accelerated aging. And it increases the risk for alcoholism, elevated homocysteine. Alzheimer's disease is directly related to it. Anemia, where you have low blood level, low iron levels. Angina, the heart cramping. Arthritis, atherosclerosis. Autoimmune diseases, even diabetes is considered autoimmune disease. Diabetes 1 and rheumatoid arthritis. Underactive thyroid, birth defects, cleft palate, clubfoot, things of that sort, shrinking of the brain at an abnormally young age, breast cancer, and also colon, thyroid, leukemia, and skin cancer, celiac disease, cholesterol, high levels of cholesterol, chronic fatigue, cirrhosis of the liver, colon cancer, Crohn's disease, dementia, depression, diabetes again, non-insulin dependent diabetes, which used to, when this book was written, would be diabetes 2, and then insulin dependent, which would be diabetes 1, Down syndrome, epilepsy in children and adults, estrogen deficiency, fibromyalgia, glutathione deficiency in the liver, which causes liver toxicity, heart abnormalities, heart attacks, HIV and AIDS. That's interesting. That's related to homocysteine. Again, low thyroid, kidney failure, leukemia. I mean, I'm not going to read all these, but they go on and on. Memory decline, mental retardation, migraine headaches, miscarriage, osteoporosis, Parkinson's disease. the way they word it is a little different than we do now, but we're talking about ED problems, men having trouble getting an erection, polycystic ovary disease, pregnancy problems, premature death, psoriasis, pulmonary, schizophrenia, sleep apnea, trouble with the sperm where it can, inability to move, so it's very hard to get a woman pregnant with sluggish sperm, strokes, thyroid cancer, colitis. The list goes on and on. Now, what do you do about it? Well, he figured out, this pathologist, which, by the way, they ran him out of medicine for publishing what he found. Oh, you can't say that. That's not enough research. How dare you say that kind of thing? That's too simple. Then, 25 years later, they gave him a Nobel Prize for it. And so there's a lot of things I really don't like about the politics and the rigidness of scientific thinking. They should have said, well, maybe he's on something. Let's look and test his theory and check it out. But no, not everyone's saying that, so it must be wrong. So anyway, I see that, and it really upsets me. But he got a Nobel Prize for it, but he wasn't able to practice medicine for 25 years. Now, B6, B12, folate acid in the methyl forms, methyl B6, methyl B12, and methylfolate, and then trimethylglycine. I think dimethylglycine will work also very well. Trimethylglycine, all lower it very significantly. Choline seems to help. But these are three very inexpensive things. They used to have, when this book was written, you couldn't get in the methyl form then, but you can now. So look for these. The B6, B12, and folic acid, be sure to take that. You can get too much B6, but you have to get it up there a little ways. And also take trimethylglycine if you really have a high level. And check your blood test. Is a blood test saying it's too high? If it's running high on the high levels or the high middle levels, then be sure you're taking these and try to bring it down. Folks, I just want to share that with you. You can look it up, the book, The H Factor, by James Bradley and Patrick Hallford. Very important book. Be right back, folks. I have Brian Jeffries with me, and he's with Uncrave Gum. I've been using it, folks, and it will curb your appetite. That's what it's supposed to do. And the saffron in there does a fantastic job. If you need to lose weight, need to snack less, you want to try this. Brian, tell people how to get a hold of the Uncrave Gum.
The best way to get a hold of us, the website at uncravegum.com. There you can actually buy it directly, or you can find where it's located in your area.
Fantastic. Thank you. Try it, folks. You'll love it.
Do you realize that most of your pains is oftentimes your brain is recycling your previous pains? Do you realize that a lot of times stress and emotions make your pain worse? Which also means it's not purely physical, but the emotional aspect intensifies your pain. Learn how to change your memories of pain, and your body will follow the mind. You know it works anyway. You think something positive, you feel good. You think of something negative, you feel bad. This system always works. Learn how to change your mind, and your body will follow the new change in your mind. SkillsToChange.com. Check it out.
Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. I'm glad you've been with me today, and I hope you get something out of that H-Factor solution. It's a really important book. And if you're someone that looks at your blood tests or want to ask your doctor about it, I think this is a book you need to have in your library. So again, check it out. It'll tell you one of the things that really determines how long you're going to live. Now, there's many things that account for that, but this is, I don't know if I would call it a cause or a symptom, but it's the inability of the body to take care of the poison. And then this poison becomes a toxin that creates the negative effect. So sometimes you have to trace it back and say, well, okay, well, why is it having trouble taking care of the poison? And what I gave you is a nutritional approach that for many people, that's all they need to do is up those nutrients and they will not have problems with it. Are you confused right now about, okay, do we wear a mask, don't wear a mask? Do we, are we 6 feet apart, 12 feet apart? Is COVID getting worse? How are we compared to the other countries? It almost depends on what political side of the spectrum you're on. And I don't think you're going to get a good, clear answer on all of this stuff until after 3 or 4 months after the election, or maybe not even then, not till the vaccine is out there. Because there's people that have, I mean, hundreds of billions of dollars invested in being the vaccine. And so-called unbiased scientists, a lot of them have their hand in the pocket of those who develop in that. In other words, they're going to get rich too. So they're really pushing towards that. Then there's other people that are saying, no, it's not going to work because if you feel confident about it and everything's going to be good, then you're going to vote for the other party. So we don't want you to feel good about it until we get done with all this. And all that kind of crap really upsets me. I want to know what's right and what's true. Now, there are a whole lot of doctors out there that are getting success with different methods. One of them is hydroxychloroquine. That when it first started, I said, hey, there's some good studies on that. Well, in fact, Dr. Fauci wrote one, I believe in 2005, it might have been 2007, and talking about how good it was. And then all of a sudden, oh, no, shouldn't ever take it. His own words was really good about it. Really, and against this type of thing. But I don't know. I don't know if he'll get wealthier because of a vaccine out there or not. But for some reason, something that's very inexpensive is being used in other countries and getting good success. Even the African countries, some of them have very low levels of coronavirus, where you would think they would have very high levels. The reason they have low levels is they use on a daily basis the hydroxychloroquine for malaria. Malaria is so common that it's over-the-counter, inexpensive drug that they all take. And so you go, well, wait, these people don't have the sanitation. They don't have all the medical thing. Why aren't they getting sick? One thing is they're getting out in the sun more than we are. They may not be eating as much standard American diet, the SAD diet, the really harmful sugars and all that. But they're getting a lot more vitamin D than we are. And they're probably getting more, they're more mobile. They're getting out and walking and moving around more, I suspect. But the other thing they're getting is the hydroxychloroquine. And so I would guess after everyone they can get to take the shot comes out, someone will come out and say, okay, yeah, there are these other studies. And you're going to, and yes, hydroxychloroquine did make a difference if you give it soon enough and all that. But there's other stuff that are really exciting that work really well, but not as cheap. There is something that's cheaper that you can take right now, and that's zinc and quercetin. You can get ionic zinc in almost any good health food store. That's a liquid form ionic zinc, or you can take regular zinc, and you take it with quercetin. Now, Life Extension has a very powerful quercetin that's, I think it's about 10 times more powerful. Originally, quercetin was taken for allergies, but it is what they call an ionophore. It helps move the zinc into the cell where the coronavirus is hiding. And by doing that, it kills the virus. So you can hide in there and multiply and develop off that cell to expose the cell and goes out. But if you can get the zinc into where it's hiding, then it can't do it. So if nothing else, there's a lot of things you can take that's helpful. The oregano oil, the Regarest, which I take high dosages of that. to keep my lungs clear and avoid anything. I'm a potential, I spray the Rega spray in my throat. I do a lot of things with the North American Urban Spice products. But I also suggest, go get you some zinc and get you some quercetin and take them together. And you're going to help yourself a great deal. Now, take your iron maybe 3 or 4 hours later, because, or 4 or 5 hours later, because they compete with each other, zinc and iron. But do need it. Folks, we'll be back next week. I really appreciate you listening, and tell your friends and family. And again, thanks again for being with me.